right, the changing landscape of college athletics, the part of our conversation today with the next round. Chip Brown, longtime friend of ours, the insider of everything with the Texas Longhorns. He runs horns247.com. You hear him all over the state of Texas, and he's been on with us, and he joins us now. Chip, a little development as we record this on a Monday, a joint statement from Texas and Oklahoma. I would imagine that has not happened often in the history of Texas and Oklahoma that they've had joint statements. In this situation, what did today's joint statement say, and what did it mean in your opinion?
Yeah, this is monumental. This is the two founding members of the Big 12 telling the Big 12, we are not planning to be a part of the Big 12 after the media rights and the Big 12 grant of rights expire in 2025. So Texas and Oklahoma saying all the right things in terms of being willing to stay in the Big 12 until that grant of rights expires in 2025. The penalties are steep to, you know, if they were to leave earlier, it would be 2 years of revenue distribution that they would have to pay. And then if they join a new conference before 25, they would have to turn over any of their revenue distribution from their new conference back to the Big 12. So obviously, if the Big 12 dissolves before 2025, then Texas and Oklahoma would be eligible immediately to join another conference. And of course, their target and conversations between Texas OU and the SEC indicate that the SEC is where Texas and OU want to land. And these conversations have been going on for a while. So Texas and Oklahoma feel like the votes are there. And that process could move. You know, we could have this resolved in terms of whether Texas and OU would be admitted conditionally into the SEC for 2025, you know, by the start of football season.
You say conversations have been going on a while. I mean, there are reports, Chip, that Oklahoma, Texas, and the SEC have been talking for as long as 6 months. Do you believe that to be fact, that it's been that long? And if so, how has it been able to be kept quiet for 6 months?
Yeah, that's the million-dollar question, because you have to give credit to the leadership at both universities, because they knew that if this got out before it was, you know, at least in launch mode, that it could all fall apart. So that's an amazing accomplishment. Usually when you're talking about boards of regents, those are people who are appointed by the governor who have jobs like all of us, and they usually like to talk. So you have to keep it in a really tight circle, and that's what happened here. And you know what's interesting is Oklahoma had been knocking on the SEC's door for a while under former President David Boren, and the SEC was always saying, well, can you bring Texas? And so when Joe Harris, the new OU president, took over, and Kevin Eltife, the regents chair at Texas, Kevin Eltife's a former Texas state senator, known as a consensus builder, very effective senator, successful, real estate development company. He was interested, and the conversation started about a year ago, and then 6 months ago, they reached out, had intermediaries reach out to the SEC to gauge interest, and the interest was there, and it started moving from there. ESPN's right in the middle of this, and so it looks like all the wheels are in motion. Of course, Texas A&M, I should ask you all, Texas A&M has a Monday meeting at 5 with Central, with their regents. And, A&M is already on the record saying they want to be the only school from the state of Texas in the SEC. So they have an agenda item talking about governance issues related to the SEC. So that meeting will be interesting. And so, you know, if the votes are indeed there, then it looks like Texas and Oklahoma are headed to the SEC, and we've got seismic change coming to college athletics.
Chip Brown is with us on the next round. Horns247.com at ChipBrown247 is where you find him on Twitter. I mean, really, though, Chip, what could Texas A&M do? I mean, what are they going to do, leave the SEC and go to the Big 12?
Right.
Go to the Big 12, which is on life support currently. I go to the Pac-12, which is a disaster. I mean, what would they do? Yeah. I mean, what the rest of the conference knows.
Right, and I think that if, John Sharp, the chancellor, the A&M system chancellor, is as crafty a politician as I've ever covered. He's willing to trade things for votes, but I just don't know that that's a wise move at this point, because I don't think the East cares in the SEC. That's what I've been told. And, okay, so a recruiting advantage for Texas, LSU, and Arkansas in the state of Texas is diminished somewhat if Texas and Oklahoma also have the ability to recruit to the SEC. But you've got to look at the greater good of the conference, and that's where presidents live. And it's a presidential decision. So I don't know that John Sharp has enough goodwill with other presidents in the SEC to try to pull off a block here. It feels like we're headed to the top 64 schools breaking away from the NCAA and forming their own governing body and never having to seek approval from the NCAA, the full membership of the NCAA for things that they can afford to do that the rest of the NCAA membership can't afford to do. So this is a little bit of a sideways step, it feels like, that we're talking about schools jumping from conference to conference instead of conferences coming together and working together and selling off their media rights together to create the kind of revenue that the NFL has. And then you have a big enough playoff, either it's 12 or 16, to cut in a couple, group of five schools so that you don't get sued for antitrust. And we move on from there. But as of right now, this is where we are.
I wonder, Chip, we've always heard about Oklahoma and Oklahoma State always by the state government being paired together. What about the rest of the Big 12? These were the founding members. You mentioned that to start with. What about the rest of those guys? What are they doing on this Monday afternoon?
Well, I just get from my sources, the indication is the TV partners are not going to be willing to pay the Big 12 anywhere close to what they were getting without Texas and Oklahoma. Whether you add, they looked at expansion in 16 and it kind of focused on Houston and Central Florida and Memphis and South Florida and Cincinnati. But even if you added two or four of those schools, the TV money still doesn't get anywhere close to what the Big 12 was with Texas and Oklahoma. You've got the Pac-12 commissioner, the new commissioner, telling ESPN last week that we're not actively recruiting schools, but if we're contacted, we'd have to listen. Could the eight schools in the Big 12 merge with the Pac-12? The Pac-12 is a idiosyncratic conference in terms of the presidents at Stanford and Cal and UCLA. As compared to the rest of that conference, but, they certainly contemplated bringing in six schools from the Big 12 back in 2010. So in this day and age where Texas and Oklahoma are leaving, desperate times may call for desperate measures. And what does the Big 10 do? Does this start a catalyst, toward the conferences coming together and working together? We'll have to see, but I don't see the Big 12 being able to bring in schools and command anywhere close to what they were getting before.
Chip, obviously the SEC is the bar in college football, but Texas and Oklahoma, those are big brands. Why do they need the SEC?
Well, I think they feel like the SEC is the biggest platform for student athletes to maximize their name, image, likeness. They feel like it's the biggest stage for recruiting purposes. And let's be honest, it's going to be the best Saturdays for home games. I mean, Texas home games, Texas doesn't get excited about their home schedule with schools like Iowa State, Kansas State. Their big game with OU is always in the Cotton Bowl in Dallas. And that's a great atmosphere. Everyone loves it. But the home games for Texas, unless they're bringing in great schools, which they are, starting in 22, they're playing Alabama. And then it's, you know, Ohio State and on, Michigan. So, you know, they want to have a better slate of home games for their fans. And that, they can do that certainly in the SEC.
Chip, two questions before you go. Number one, this has been painted as that ESPN was losing it on the Longhorn Network. So this was a way to eliminate the Longhorn Network, folded in with an SEC contract, and in the same time, damage Fox a little bit, who's got the Big 12 contract. How much of that do you think is true?
Oh, I mean, I think it all plays a role for sure. And I've heard Fox, you know, was trying to get in front of Texas and OU to talk about paying both of those schools a ton of money to go independent, and then Fox would fill their schedules with Big Ten and Pac-12 schools, which Fox has, you know, rights holder contracts with, and you know, it just sounds like the ball's rolling so much toward the SEC that's not going to get the kind of consideration that maybe it should. If Fox is willing to pay Texas and OU as much as they were paying the entire Big 12, that's crazy. I mean, that's money that we've never seen before going to individual schools. So, you know, it's going to be fascinating. And I think that Texas and Oklahoma feel like, you know, there's more change coming, and they just want to be in the conference where the premier conference, where the most money is going to be going and the best competition. And Texas feels like its athletic department has the winning culture again. They were lost at sea when Steve Patterson was the athletic director. Then they had an interim AD. You know, that's when Charlie Strong and Shaka Smart were hired. Now you've got an aligned leadership. They feel like Steve Sarkisian is obviously the right coach and has hired the right staff for Texas to be competitive again. And now they're willing to put all that on the line. They, with Chris Beard as the new basketball coach, Texas feels like they can go in and compete. So they got to pick it up for sure, because OU's been carrying the flag for the Big 12 for the last decade.
But it always gets painted, and this is kind of the elephant in the room, that Texas is not going to be part of a conference that they don't get to run. They will not run the SEC. Is this just a shift in that attitude, or has that always been overblown a little bit?
No, I think under DeLoss Dodds, the previous athletic director, who along with former OU athletic director Donnie Duncan formed the Big 12, I think that was important. And I also think Mac Brown felt like, you know, the culture in the SEC – either the way they were recruiting or whatever, that it was an unlevel playing field. So Mac Brown had a big influence in not, you know, wanting to go to the SEC or even schedule SEC teams for the most part in regular season games. And the former president at Texas was a Cal graduate, Bill Powers, who God rest his soul. He passed away a few years ago, but he was more inclined to, you know, link up with the Pac-10 than the Pac-12. But under the new NIL guidelines and, you know, with student athletes being able to earn money off their name, image, and likeness, I think the new Texas leadership feels like that's a leveling of the playing field, and then you expand the playoff to 12, you can take a dent or two in the SEC and still make the playoff. And, you know, Nick Saban's not going to be at Alabama forever, right? So I think Texas is looking long-term at, you know, getting onto the highest platform.
As of right now, we can't rule on whether or not Nick Saban's going to be at Alabama forever. That is still up in the air. He is Chip Brown. Read his work at horns247.com, part of 24/7 Sports. Follow him on Twitter at ChipBrown247. He will have everything from the Texas side of things covered as it looks like they are headed to the SEC. Thank you very much for the time, Chip. It is always wonderful talking with you.
Hey, anytime, guys. Stay safe and keep the faith.
All right, you too, man. Chip Brown with us. Horns247.com, at ChipBrown247 on Twitter. He is with us on the next round.